Okay, today's daf is Ksuvus Daf Mem Beis. We are holding at the beginning of the fourth parak on Daf Mem Aleph Mem Beis at the Mishnah. This parak is going to talk about four basic topics throughout the parak. It's going to start by continuing the discussion about Onas Mufata. We already discussed in the previous parak about the various payments of Onas Mufata, the differences between Onas and Mufata. So this parak is going to talk about who receives the payments of Onas Mufata. Is it the girl herself? Is it her father? Is it the Yorshim if somebody dies? And Derech Agav, we're also going to talk about the din of a daughter whose father was Mekadish, or who gave her for Kiddushin, and then was Nesalman on Eskarsha, whether the Ksuba goes to the father or the Ksuba goes to her. So that's topic number one. Topic number two the parak is going to discuss is the dinim of Motzi Shemra. A husband claims that the wife, who was supposed to be a Basula, was not a Basula, and he claims that she was Mizana during Erusin, and he brings Edim or whatever about it, and it turns out that he was lying. So he has to pay Mea Kesef. He has to pay a payment to her or to her father. We'll see. And if it turns out that he was not lying, so she's going to be Chayv Skila. That's a Dinah Motzi Shemra. And the third topic we're going to talk about is the Zechuyos a father has in a daughter when she's a Ketana and when she's a Na'ar, as well as the zechuyos a husband has in his wife, as well, and on the flip side, the chovos a father has toward his daughter and a husband has toward his wife. And then the final topic of this parak is going to be the chavos a husband has toward his wife that come b'toras t'nai bezdin, that anyone who gets married is doing so al das, that he has certain chiyuvim toward his wife. So those are the four topics of this parak in general. Today's daf specifically, our Mishnah is going to talk about who collects the payments of boshes, pagam, kinas, tsar, and what happens if the father dies, what happens if the girl becomes a bogeres, what happens with those payments exactly, who collects them then. The Gemara is then going to first discuss what the great chiddush of our Mishnah is, if after all it seems that pretty much everything in our Mishnah we would have already known, and then the majority of the daf is going to focus on what seems to be a machlokus between Abaye and Rabba, whether kinas is after you already have a Gemar Din about a Knas payment, is it still considered a Knas, or does it now take on the status of Mamon? Normally the difference between Mamon and Knas is Moda B'Knas is Pater, but Moda B'Mamon is not Pater. So what's the status after you already have a Gemar Din? Does it still have the status of Knas, or does it have the status of Mamon? And there are other Nafkaminas as well. The Gabe Karban Shvua, a person only takes a Karban Shvua on Mamon, person does not take a Karban Shvua on Knas. So we're going to have through the structure of that whole discussion is going to be Rabba is going to say something, and Abaye is going to have three Esiveis on Rabba, three major questions where he challenges Rabba throughout the rest of the daf. So let us begin the parak. Parak Dalid, Narash and Espata. So says the Mishnah, Narash and Espata, Boshasu Pagama, Uknasa Shalavia. If a man is Mefata a Nara, so the Boshas payment, the Begam payment, and the Knas payment all go to her father. Vatsar bitfusa. And if she was nenas, if the man was ma'anis, the girl, and therefore there's a tsar payment as well, that also goes to the father. Now it's clear in this Mishnah that there is a tsar payment for an anusa. The Gemara in Lamates Amud Aleph quoted Shitas Rabbi Shimon that holds that there's no that an onus is not chayiv to pay tsar because she's so full of hitzta'er tachas baila. Eventually she'll experience that tsar anyway, and it's tsar that she has ba'onus will be there anyhow. So the Rishonim say it turns out that the Reisha of our Mishnah that there is a tsar payment is going against Shitas Rabbi Shimon. So the Rishonim will ask the Kasha, but wait a second, the Seifa of our Mishnah is going to record certain halachos where Rabbi Shimon is then cholek, which makes it sound like in the Reisha Rabbi Shimon is moda. So why would it be that Rabbi Shimon will be moda in the Reisha? It seems that it's against Shitas Rabbi Shimon. So the Ramban suggests that there are two Rabbi Shimons. There's Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Mishmed Rabbi Shimon, but the Tanav Mishnah holds that Rabbi Shimon is moda, that there's Tsar Bitfusa, and therefore it's not quoted in the Mishnah that Rabbi Shimon of the Sefer is Cholik in the Reisha as well, meaning there are two ways of understanding Shitas Rabbi Shimon, and one of them has him agreeing that there's a Tsar payment for Anusa. The Ritva suggests that it could be that Rabbi Shimon didn't see the first din in the Mishnah, so he didn't know that he had to be Cholik on the first din in the Mishnah. We have it as one unified Mishnah, but it could be that these were different teachings that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi put together, and when Rabbi Shimon was in the Beis Medrash for the second part of the Mishnah, he knew to be Cholik, but he wasn't in the Beis Medrash for the first part of the Mishnah to actually be Cholik. So whatever it is, we just should be aware that it's apparently not universally accepted that there is a Tsar payment by a Tfusa by an Anusa. Amda bedin ad shelo meis ha'av, harei hein shel av. Let's say they already have an amida bedin before the father dies, so then the payment, even though the father then subsequently dies, the payment belongs to the father, and therefore meis ha'av, harei hein shel av. And when he dies, it goes to his yorshim, because it was already shayich to him, mishas ha'amada bedin. At the time of the amada bedin, that's when it becomes his money, and therefore as long as the father was alive at the time of the Amad Bedin, it's going to be his money and he's going to be able to yarshin it to his children. Lois pika lamad bedin at shemesav, but if they did not yet have an Amad Bedin, an Amid Bedin, before the father died, meaning the father was dead already, by the time of the Amad Bedin, harei hein shel atzma, then it's going to belong to the girl herself, it's not going to belong to the father. Similarly, amda bedin at shelo bagra, harei hein shelav. If they have an Amid Bedin before she becomes a bogaris, when the father still has rights in her, so good. So then the father has the rights to that money. But Mesa, and therefore, when subsequently Mesa Av, the father then dies, as long as at the time of Amid Bedin she was still a Nara, but then afterwards the father dies, Harei and Shalachin. So that money will go to the Achin, will go to his Yorshim. Lo Espika Lamad Bedin at Shabagra, Harei and Shalatzma. But if they didn't have the opportunity to be Amid Bedin and she was already Bogeris by the time they were Amid Bedin, then the father had already lost all rights in her because she's already an adult, she's already independent, and that money goes to her. So the Tanakama holds that the key moment we look at is Amid Bedin. Was she a Bogeris yet at the time of Amid Bedin? If she was, then the father's out of the picture. Was the father dead yet at the time of the Amid Bedin? If he was, then the father's out of the picture. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Imlo Spika Ligvos Ad Shem Mesa'av Harein Shalatzma. Rabbi Shimon says, no, we don't look at the time of Hamad Bedin, we look at the time of the Gvias Mamon, the actual collection of the money. The only way that she's going to receive the money is if she already collects the money before the father dies. But even if they have a Amad Bedin before the father dies, but she hasn't yet collected the money, so then she'll still be able to collect the money. The only way that the father's going to be able to claim a right on the money is once he actually collects it. Prior to collecting it, the father has no rights on the money. Now the Rambam writes in Hilchos Nar Besula, Perek Beis, Halach Yud Gimel, actually before we get there, there's Machlokes Rishonim, fundamental Machlokes Rishonim. Who is the baldin on the tviya for the knas? Meaning, who's the one that sues the guy for the knas that says, "Hey, you owe me the knas money," and goes to the basin to claim it? Is it the father that's the baldin, or is it the daughter that's the baldin? The Rashba in Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph said from the Lashon of the Mishnah, "Amda bedin" sounds like she's the one that's toveya. Amda bedin, she's omedas bedin. She's the one that's toveya. The father zochu beknas because of her. So the bas is the one that's omedas bedin. But the Ritva is cholik. The Ritva holds that the father is not the father is the baldin v'nasan la'avianara. The Torah is mezaka the avin tashlumei knas, so he's the baldin for this tashlumei knas. When the Mishnah says amda bedin, it's because it happens to be that it's mikocha. It means that the Torah is mezaka the father in this money. So the Tana wants to tell us that wants to connect the tviya of the father to the girl. Now this discussion carries over to the Rambam and Ravid as well. The Rambam in the second paragraph of Hilchos Nar Besula writes that if the Bas says to him, Anasta Osi, and tovas mimenu hatzar, and she claims, you therefore owe me the payment. And he says, lo anasti elapititi, I was not ma'anis you, I was only mefati you. So that's considered a moda b'miksas, and he has to swear shvua satari, he has to swear shvua d'oraisa of moda b'miksas, because he's denying that he owes the tsar payment, but he's saying that I was mefati you, so I still owe the other payment. So the Ravid says, why is that a shvua midaraisa? He's not she's not the bailim on the tviya. The tashlumin is not shaykh to her. It's shalaviyah. So it's not considered that he's moda at all because he wasn't moda to the toveya. So he wasn't because there was no toveya over here. He wasn't moda to the person who has the right to be toveya. So you see, the Rambam and the Ravid are being cholik on this din and providing a nafkamina for it about who's the toveya, meaning whether that would be considered a moda b'mitzas if he's moda to her claims. Is that considered that you're being molded by mitzvahs when you're molded to her claims? So it turns out this is the machlokas Rambam and the Ravid. Who's the Bailam and the Tviyah? The Rambam holds that she's called the Bailam, and therefore when she's Tovea and he's molded by mitzvahs, it has a full normal din of molded by mitzvahs. And the Ravid says, no, it's not called molded by mitzvahs because she's not the Bailam and the Tviyah. The father is the one that should really be the Tovea. So Reb Chaim on that Rambam explains what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas over here between the Rambam and the Ravid. So he explains they're arguing about the geder of the zuchus of the father and the knas of onus mefata. Is the fact that the Torah is mezaka the father, the knas, does that mean to say that the father has a zuchus in the daughter herself and in anything that happens to her? It's his. He owns her vis-a-vis those attacks that are made on her, where he's the bailim on nizke bito, and therefore he's the bailim on the chiyuv of boshes begam. Or is it that the Torah is only mezakehim the tashlumei hanezek midin shvach nu'urim, that kol shvach nu'ura la'avia, that anything that she happens to earn as a nara will go to her father, but it's a dine mominous thing that whatever money comes in for her then gets transferred to him. So is it a din in bailus of the girl, where the father owns the girl vis-a-vis those issues? Or is it a din in dinim amenis, though, kol shvach nurim lavia, but not a din in the, he doesn't own the chavala itself. He just owns the money that's going to then come in. The Rambam holds that the whole din of the father is only a din in tashlumin, is midin shvach nurim, like any other payment. And therefore his zuchus comes through her, and the bas is the one that's really the omedes bedin. She's really the one that's toveya. But the rival would hold no, that by the daughter herself has no tviya. The whole zchus and the hezek belongs exclusively to the father, and therefore she's not called the toveya at all. So that's machlokas Rashba Ritva. That's the machlokas Rambam Ravid about how to view this payment. Now the Mishnah concludes on the top of Mem Beis Amud Aleph. Maisi Odehu Mitziyasa, her Maisi Adayim that she makes while her father's alive, and whatever she finds, Afalpi Shelo Gavsa, even though she may not have collected her paycheck yet while her father was alive, Mesa Av Harein Shel Achin. But still, if the father dies and then the paycheck comes in, it goes to the brothers, it goes to the Yarshim, it does not go to her. Meaning, apparently, even Rabbi Shimon is Moda, that when it comes to her Maisi Yodeha, we don't have to wait till the Shas Gavia, at the time that it was earned, it's already Shayach to the father, and therefore he has the right to pass it on to his Yarshim. Says the Gemara, Maika Mashmulin, what's the great Chiddush of our Mishnah? The first part of our Mishnah, when it tells us that a Nara gets the Boshes, the Begam, and the Kanas go to her father by Pitoy, and by Onas, the Tsar also goes to the father. Maika Mashmulin, Tanina, we already learned, HaMefata Nosin Shlosha Dvarim, Va'ones, Arba'a, that by a Mefata you have to make three payments, by an Onas you make four payments, HaMefata Nosin Boshes, Begam, Knas, most of Lavonas, Shinosin is a tsar, and then the onus, you make the tsar payment as well. So what's the great chiddush of our Mishnah? We know all of this already. So answers the Gemara, what do you mean? The Lavia itzrichlei. The chiddush of the Mishnah is not that these payments are made, it's to whom these payments are made. It's the fact that it goes to the father and that it doesn't go to the girl. Says Gemara, Lavia nami pshita. Isn't it obvious that it goes to the father? Mitakayav mifata. After all, all, you're giving money to the mefata. Dila atzma amayav mefata midaita avid. If you were giving it to her, if all these payments were being made to the girl, it wouldn't make sense that you would pay that you would pay to the mefata anything, because if you're paying, because she was mochel, she agreed to do it, she participated in the act. So the very fact that you're giving the knas and the bosh and the megam to the mefata tells you that it goes to the father, because for her she was already mochel by participating in the first place. Now Vilka Tosos, well, wait a second, it's not so obvious, because you know, who says that we're talking about a girl who knows how to consent, who when she consents she knows to be mochel, and that she actually is intelligent enough and mature enough to make such a decision about who to sleep with. After all, there is a concept in halacha called called pitoy ketana ones, or what we call in our legal system statutory rape, that you have a girl that she may have been a willing participant, but she didn't know what she was participating in. She's not mature enough to make that decision. So it says Tosos, Aval gav dika lemeimer da'ahad mechayven mefata haynu b'ketana to lo shayich b'mechila. Maybe we're talking about a ketana where she could not have been mochel. Uketarabanan damri yesh knas b'makom echer. And maybe we're assuming, like the sheet of the Rabbanan, that there is a knas payment even when a girl is still at the age where she can still be sold by her father as a shivcha, meaning when she's still a ketana. But we'd rather not give that answer, because the pashtus of the Mishnah sounds like it should be talking about a nara, since the fourth parak is very much connected to the third parak of this Masechta, meaning we're even continuing on the same theme, talking about ones and mefata. So probably we're still going on that first Mishnah in the previous parak of Eilu Naros, that Eilu Naros Yesh Len Knas. So we're still talking about Naros, so it's hard to say that our mission will be talking about a Ketana. That's why we don't want to give that answer. So again, we're stuck back at the original question. What is the Chiddush of our Mishnah? The Chiddush of our Mishnah can't be about the fact that these different payments exist, the three for the Mefata, the four for the Onus. That we already know. It also can't be about to whom the payments go, because we already know that as well, since obviously if the payments are being made, it's got to be La'aviyah, because we're talking about payments that are made to a Mefuta as well. So rather, says the Gemara, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is Amda b'din itztrichale, plukted Rabbi Shimon v'Rabbanan. Now the whole chiddush of the Mishnah is that machlok Rabbi Shimon v'Rabbanan, at what point the father is considered to be in possession of the money, to the point that he could even be yorishit to his children. Is it the time of Hamada b'din, or is it the time of the actual collection of the money, like Rabbi Shimon holds? That's the machlokas that serves as the chiddush of the Mishnah. The rest of the Mishnah in Yerachinami doesn't teach us anything new. Tananasim, we had a Mishnah. Anasu petita esbiti, v'hu omer lo anasti v'lo petiti. So if a man comes claiming to another man, you are ma'anis, or you are mefata, my daughter, and the man denies it, he says, I was not mefata, I was not ma'anis, your daughter. Mashpiachani, okay, I make you take a shvua that you were not ma'anis or mefata, my daughter. V'amar amen, and he says, okay, amen to that, I take a shvua. Amen is enough, meaning once you say mashpiachani, so it means amen to everything that you just said. So that's a lashon of a shvua. So he takes a shvua that he doesn't owe him anything. And then later he admits, oh yeah, when I took that shvua, I was lying. I really was ma'anes and was mefata, and therefore I really do owe. So the halach is machlokas, chayiv. Tanakama says that he's chayiv to pay for because it's just like by any other shvua, the shvua of mamon that he denied originally and then he swore falsely and then he admits to. So he's chayiv the karen and the chomish and the asham. If you're moda, the asham gzelos. Rabbi Shimon poter sheinu mishalim knas al piatzma. But Rabbi Shimon says no, he's poter because this is a knas payment that he had denied and that he had lied about, and a person doesn't pay a knas al piatzma, since the knas payment was not necessarily something that he would have had to pay. Meaning, had he admitted it, had when confronted, and the man would said to him, Anasta upetita esbiti, if he would have said, yes, Anasta upetita, then the halacha would have been that he'd be pater from the knas, because he would have been a moda b'knas. There's no edim, it's just his own hoda'ah. So the halacha would have been that he's pater from the knas. And therefore, when he denied it, he wasn't really denying any mamon. If you look at Rashi, she'enu mishalim knas al piatzmo, ela al pi edim, v'kim di ilu odi le kaman, k'shatavo, have a mif. Nechtar, since if he would have admitted when he was confronted, he would have been Pater, Ki Kafri Nami, and Zushvos Kfiris Mamon. So when he denies it, it's not a denial of a monetary payment. So what about the fact that there was Boshes Begam? Boshes Begam is a monetary payment. So Amr Lo, that's the Chum respond. Afli Shenim Shan Knas al Piatzmo, Al Mashan Boshes Begam al Piatzmo. You're right about Knas. Knas is not a monetary payment. Knas is Knas, and Modi Knas is Potter. And you're right, he wouldn't be Chayav vis a vis the Knas, but what about the Boshes Begam? And it doesn't tell us now what Rabbi Shimon's response to that is. If you look at Rashi, Rashi fills us in. So Rashi writes, Lukaman Mefarish, Taimid Rabbanan to Kasavri, Stam toe nanasta lo tavo ella boshes ubgam v'lanishpaze al kfiras kenas. That what apparently the Nekudas Samachlokas is what is the main kavana of the person who comes and claims anasta es biti? What is he interested in? Is he looking for the boshes ubgam payment or is he looking for the kenas payment? So Rabbi Shimon understands that the main taina is for the kenas, and therefore when he was kofar, he was only being kofar the kenas, which is not a mamon payment, and the Rabbanan understand that no, he's primarily interested in the boshes ubgam. Boshes ubgam is mamon, and therefore when he denied it, he was denying a mammon payment. Good. So now begins the discussion between Abaye and Rabba that takes us through the entire rest of the daf. Abaye asks Rabba the following shayla. Now that you told me this machlokas, Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan, that Rabbi Shimon holds that if a guy was kofar with a shvua about a knas payment, that he's going to be pater because it's all about a knas, it's not about mammon. What about the following? Ha'omer l'chaveru nasa petitas biti, and then he adds v'maditicha bedin v'nischei after li mammon. Not only am I claiming that you were ma'anis or you were mafata my daughter, but I'm claiming that that after you had done that, we already had a whole din Torah about it, and the Beis Din was mechayev you to pay me for the olden Torah, for the Knas payment. He says, wow, what a fantastic story you just made up. I never heard of any of that. That whole thing is made up. So Vinishpa Vahoda, and he swears that it was all made up and that it's not true. And then Vahoda, then ultimately he admits that he was lying and that the story was true and that they already did have Amad Abedin and he already was Chayiv the Mammon, all of that. So the Rabbi Shimon Mai, what's Rabbi Shimon's opinion going to be now? Kivan da Amad Bedin, Mamona Havayu, Machayiv Alei Korban Shvua, Odim Afgav da Amad Bedin, Knas Havi. Do we assume that since there was a Amad Bedin, it has now turned into Mamon? Or do we say no, that it's still only a Knas? Meaning at the end of the day, what was that Gemar Din about? It was about a Knas, and therefore, as a Knas, it's not something that's subject to the whole normal Chiv for the Shvua and the Asham and everything else, the Tashlum of the Karen and the Chomesh. So says Tosfos over here, why is this only a Shaila within Rabbi Shimon? He says, Tas Kasha, to Bahach Nasisa lo Pligi el de la Rabbanan Boshes Begam Katava la Rabbi Shimon Knas Katava, Avon Mahim Farish Behed Yad de Knas Katava, Yepata la Rabbanan Kamala Rabbi Shimon. Remember we explained, the Machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan was only, what is his primary intention when he says, Anastas Biti, Petitas Biti? Is he primarily looking for the Knas? Or is he primarily looking for the Boshes Begam? But let's say he were to say explicitly, I'm looking for the Knas payment. And we had Amad Abedin, and we had he was talking about the Knas payment. All of this is about the Knas payment. And he says explicitly he wants the Knas payment. Then even the Rabban will be Modet to Rabbi Shimon. If the guy says explicitly about the Knas payment, that the halacha would be, that he'd be Pater. So why don't we ask this Shaila according to the Rabbanan as well? Yeah, we know that everyone agrees, even the Rabbanan agree, that if he says explicitly he wants the Knas payment, that the guy's going to be Pater when he lies, when he takes a shvua falsely, and then he's moda. But what if the claim included not just that he wants the knas payment, and that the guy was Ma'anis's daughter, but that there was already Amad Bedin, and Bezim was already Mechayev? That kasha could be asked even according to the Rabbanan. Imken amay baya libid Rabbi Shimon tefemi the Rabbanan ta'achanavi av masim baya the Rabbanan impirish to knas katava. All you need to do to ask this question according to the Rabbanan is just say that you're being Toveya the Knas. Okay, so that's Tosis Kasha. But the Kasha, the Gemara's Shaila is still the same. According to Rabbi Shimon, or maybe even according to Rabbanan, but at least according to Rabbi Shimon, what's the din over here? Do we assume that since there was a Hamada Bedin, it has turned into Mamon, Legabe the Chi of Shvua? Or do we assume that no, even though it was on Bedin, Be'etzem, it's a Knas payment? And the assumption is that Hamada Bedin might be a key time. So Amalei Mamona having Mechayev Lekarmen Shvua. So Rabba answered, it's all Mamon and he's Chayev Lekarmen Shvua. So you see, Rabba is saying that according to Rabbi Shimon, Hamada Bedin makes all the difference. That once you have Hamada Bedin, it's no longer called Knas, now it's considered Mamon. So now Abaye goes on the attack. Esive, so Abaye attacks at Rabba. He asks on Rabba, Rabbi Shimon, Amr Yachla, Amr Lechaveir, Nasa Petitas Biti, Vu Amr Lo, Nasa Vilo Petiti. You might think that if a guy says to someone else, you are Ma'anis, or Mefata, my daughter, and the man denies it. Hamis Shorcha Es Avdi, Vu Amr Lo, Hamis, he says, your ox killed my Evet. And he said, and the man denies it. Osharmelo Avdo, or his servant comes to him and says, "He palta es shinai visimisa es einai. You knocked out my tooth and you knocked out my eye, which means I'm supposed to go free from that." Vuomer lo he palti velo simisi, and he denies it. He says, "I didn't do any of that." Vinish bavahoda, and he swears that he didn't do any of this and that he doesn't know anything. And then subsequently later on vahoda, he admits that he really does owe it. Yachli echayiv, you might think that he should be chayiv for all this. Talmud Lomar, that's why the pasuk says vekich ish ba'amiso bepikadon o betzumas yad o vegezel o ashakas amiso o matzah aveda vekich ish ba v'nishba al sheker. So it's only in these cases, that's where the Torah goes on to say that you pay the keren, the chomesh, and the carbon, the asham gzelos, etc. So it gives a whole list of examples of the types of monetary payments, the types of monetary obligations, rather, that he denied and he falsely swore about, that he's going to be that he's going to be included in this chiyuv. So my elim yuchadin shein mamon, af kol shein mamon, yatzvei l'shein knas. All of these things, what do they all have in common? They're all the ikur mamon. So that should exclude a knas. So anything that's be ikur, a knas payment, is not going to be included in this whole parsha. So what's excluded? The Brisa says, Rabbi Shimon says explicitly what's excluded. Hamis Sharchas Avdi, Ones umifata, knocking out the tooth or the eye of the Evet. But Ones umifata is on the list. So my love, Bishamad Bedin, and isn't it talking about even after the Hamad Bedin? But still, even though they already had Hamad Bedin, we're still assuming that it counts as a Knas payment, and therefore it's not going to be included in this whole category where you're going to be Chayiv for the Shavua. So says Gemara, lo, Bishalo Hamad Bedin. Who says we're talking about that there was Amad Bedin? Maybe they did, they were not yet Amad Bedin. Vahamidureisha b'sham Bedin, Seifanam b'sham Bedin. Says the Gemara, but that's not really credible, because if the Reisha was talking about where there was Amad Bedin, and we're about to demonstrate that that's the case, then the Seifa also has to be talking about where there already was Amad Bedin. De Katani Reisha, because it says in the Reisha, Ainly elo dvarim shemeshalman aleim es hakeren tashlumei kefel tashlumei avra v'chamisha va'onus v'mfata moti shem raminayin. The Reisha said that we would only know about that you chayiv keren v'chamish nasham for things that you would only pay a keren for. How do I know that it's also for kefel and for dalid v'hei and onus v'mfata moti shemra? Tamlomer amal amal riba. That's why we have amal amal. That's an extra riboy. So the bottom line is what the Reisha was discussing. Kefel, Dalet Vehei, Hechidami. How do you ever become chayiv in paying for those things? For Kefel, for Dalet Vehei, for all those things. Idolo Amad Bedin, Kfela Miika. Without Amad Bedin, is there ever going to be a Kefel? As Rashi points out, Kfela Miika, Mi Yemar Deganav, Tetave Kfela, Va'o Dilma Modi Umiftar. Without Amad Bedin, you don't even know that the guy stole, so you can't be Tovea the Kefel. And also, maybe he'll be Moda and he'll be Pata from the Kefel. So the only time we could verify for sure that he's chayiv. There's no action that the guy could have done that will necessarily mean he's chayiv in kefel. Because when confronted, if he's moda, he could just get out of paying the kefel. When you steal, we know you're chayiv the keren. It's that action alone that's mechayiv the keren. But it's not mechayiv a kefel. A kefel is only if the guy denies it. If he's not moda, so clearly by virtue of the fact that we're discussing Kefel, it must be that it's talking about he will be already Omid Bedin. So if the Reisha is talking about that he was Omid Bedin, the Seif also must be talking about a case where they're already Omid Bedin. So Amar Leh, so Rabbah has to defend himself now. Again, because Abaye, just to keep track of the conversation over here, Abaye had originally asked Rabba, what's the din of a knas payment on of a denial of a knas of owing a knas when there was already a hamada b'din? Is that going to be something that's mechayiv for the false shavua? So Rabba had said that it has a din of mama and that it no longer has the status of knas. Hamada b'din makes all the difference. So now Abaye challenged Rabba, what do you mean Amida B'din makes all the difference? We have a brisa that must be talking about after Amida B'din, and yet it still distinguishes between a whole list of monetary payments that the Torah gives in the parsha of the Shavua versus Knas payments. So don't you see that even after Amida B'din, it still retains its status as a Knas and does not automatically turn into Mamon? So Abaye, Rabba now defends himself, Amrlei. So Rabba says to Abaye, the truth is, I could have given you one answer that's not really so correct, so I'm not going to give it, but I'll just let you know what I could have told you, and then I'll let you know what the real answer is. So Amrlei, Yechilnu L'shnu Yilach, I could have simply answered you, Reisha B'sha Amad V'din, V'seifa B'shalo Amad V'din. That, meaning you're asking me that how could it be that the Seifa is not a case of not Amad V'din, the Reisha is a case of Amad V'din? I could have said, nah, the Reisha is talking about a case of Amad V'din, Seifa is lo Amad V'din, V'kul Rabbi Shimon hi. And the whole thing fits the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. And you asked me, according to Rabbi Shimon, what the status is after Amid V'din. I told you that it turns into Mamon, and I would stand by that, and I would say, I could have theoretically stood by that and said that Rabbi Shimon holds that yes, that the Chiv Shavua is going to matter after the Amada B'din, and the reason why there's no Chiv Shavua in the case of a Knas payment in the Seifa was because the Seifa is simply talking about a case where they were not yet Omid B'din, so it still has a false status of Knas. But I don't want to give you that answer because Vishinu Yidichriki Lomashanin Lach. You're not supposed to give forced answers, you're supposed to be Makbir on MS. You're supposed to actually give truthful answers and not forced answers that will get me out of an attack against my original position. And what's so dachuk about this answer? Dim Kain, Amartali, because you could have always then further challenged me and said, listening Reisha Rabbi Shimon Omer, listening Seifa Divrei Rabbi Shimon. If the whole thing is Rabbi Shimon, then it should have said somewhere that Rabbi Shimon was talking. At the beginning it should have said Rabbi Shimon Omer, at the end it should have said Divrei Rabbi Shimon. I thought that was a little bit odd. No, normally if it switches in the middle from the Rabbanan to Rabbi Shimon, that's where you would expect it to say Rabbi Shimon Omer. But is it wants to say a Stam Mishnah that's going like Rabbi Shimon? What's so shver about that, that you have a Stam Mishnah that's going like a single Tana? I don't know, I found that a little bit odd that he says. So that's what makes it a Shinui Dechiki. That's what makes it such a forced answer. Ella, so how am I going to make it not forced? So what am I going to say? Rather, Kula B'Sham B'Din. You're right. The whole thing is talking about where it was Omid B'Din. V'Reisha Rabbanan, V'Sefer Rabbi Shimon. And the Reisha is going like the Rabbanan, and the Sefer is going like Rabbi Shimon. Umodina lach le'inyun karban shvua, d'rachmana patre mivikicheish. And now comes Rabbi and says, I agree to you, Abaye. I agree, you're right, I made a mistake. When it comes to karban shvua, even after the Amad B'Din, the halacha is that it's still going to have the status of a knas, and the Torah patters from Vekichesh, when it gives the whole list of things that you're chayiv in, and it doesn't mention any knasos in that list. Vechika amina, so the Torah patters from the whole parsha of the Shavua anything that's be'etzem a knas payment. Vechika amina mamon havi, and when I said that it has the status of mamon after the Amad B'din, that's only larisha lebanav. That's only when it comes to yarshing to the children. So after Abaye's first attack, Rabba was moda, meaning Abaye went on the attack. How can you say after the Amad B'din takes on the full status of mamon, it's no longer a knas, even legabi the shvua? So Rabba's moda, you're right. Legabi the shvua does not take on the full status of mamon. It remains a knas. Where does it take on the full status of mamon? That's only about being morish lebanim. That's where Amad B'din makes all the difference. The achronim pick up on the lashon over here. How Rabba was saying that I'm not going to give you a shinui d'chiki. Why does the Gemara make such a big deal about that? And the Gemara makes a big deal about that to tell us the darkest shel Torah, that's critical, that we have very, very great people in our history. The Rashbats writes in a tshuva that one of the Shiva Dvarim b'chacham v'chilufeihen b'golam is that chacham is moda ala emes. And we find throughout, not just throughout Shas, we find even in Tanakh, we find Moshe Rabbeinu, when the Gemara records a conversation with Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron. We just had this past week's parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu and Bitzalel Kela Yisa, right? That Moshe Rabbeinu is moda when you have when someone corrects him and it turns out that he was mistaken about something. That's what there was a sefer once that tried to connect machlokos between Moshe Rabbeinu and Paro, or Moshe Rabbeinu and others, with a machlokos Rambam and the Ravid or something, and you know, like had that whole pilpulisha style of learning. And they say Reb Chaim Soloveitchik wouldn't give haskama until that vort was taken out of the sefer, because he held the tzapi courses to say that someone was cholik on Moshe Rabbeinu. So to say that the Rambam and Ravid are going to have machlokos between Moshe Rabbeinu and Paro is to say that he could be cholik on Moshe Rabbeinu. So how is it okay for Rabbi Razin just emailed me last week asking? Rav Shecht always says that over. So, how's it okay for Bezalel to argue on Moshe Rabbeinu and that? So Rav Shecht said, no, to be nosing with Moshe Rabbeinu, to have a masa matan with him, and to have a discussion, and then him be moda, that's okay. But once it's over and we have the Torah, to then say that the Ravid's being cholik on Moshe Rabbeinu, that you can't say. That we're not allowed to say. So anyway, but Moshe Rabbeinu was also moda lemes that we have throughout Shas in Maseches Idios. We have all the cases that Chazer Beisil Lahoros Kedivrei Beis Shammai. When you find the emes, you have to. That's what we're our interest is in the MS. It's not in the in being right. So anyway, so Abaye further challenges Rabba. Now you even what you're saying now, that when do you consider Ahmad Bedin to turn the Knas into Mamon? That's only in terms of Yerusha. Say Esver Reb Shimon Omer Imlo speak of Ligvos Ad Shemesa Avar in Shalatzma. Our Mishnah says that they didn't even collect until Mesa Av. She gets the payments. V'yam Mamon Avilo Rishal Lebanav Latzma Amai. If you're going to say that it's even mamon to be able to be marish lebanav, why does she get to have it? Dachin boi mehavi, she belongs to the brothers. Amar Rav Haimilsa Kashay bar Rabba Rav Yosef Esrin Vitartin Shnin Velo Yifrik. For 22 years, Rabba and Rav Yosef were bothered by this, and they couldn't come up with an answer. Ad Yosef Rav Yosef Bereisho Pirka, till Rav Yosef finally got it together, and he came up with the following. Shaini Hasam Da Amar Kra, V'nosin Isha Shochevima, La Avi Anara Chamishim Kesef. Pasuk says that the Isha Shochevima gives to the Avi Anara 50 Kesef. Zichsa Torah La'av, Ela Mishas Nesina. And we see from there is that the father only has the rights from the time of Nesina and on. So that's a special Gzeres HaKasa specifically by that Knas payment of Onos and Mefate. But every other Knas payment, the Amad Bedin is going to be what makes it Mamon to allow him to be Morish Lebanov. It's Dafka by Onos and Mefate. V'chikama Rabba Mamon Avi L'Rish Lebanov B'Shar Knasos. When do we say that it's Mamon to be Morish Lebanov? That's when it comes to Shar Knasos, to all the other Knasos. Ela Me'at says Mar, if that's the case, Gabe Eved Dixiv, Kesef Shloshim Shkalim, Yitain La Adonav. It uses the same Lashon Nesina by an Eved as well. Hachinami Lo Zichzatar La Adon, El Mishas Nesina. You're going to say the same thing by the Eved, by the Knas of the Eved, that also it only comes Mishas Nesina. And says Gemara, Yitain Lachud, Vin Nasan Lachud. Big difference between Yitain and Nasan. Yitain sounds like it's a tzivoy for the future, that he has to give the money. Vin Nasan sounds like it's Lashon Avar, that he already gave the money. It's just that the Ozvav at the beginning turns it from Lashon Avar to a Lashon Tzivoy. So by an onus where it says V'nasan, where Be'ikr it's really a Lashon Avar, we could darshan that the Knas doesn't go to the father until he actually receives the Knas payment. Nasan, B'Lashon Avar. But the Shloshim Shalevet, where it's Yitain, it belongs to the Bailam from the Shas Hamad Bedin. That's where the Beis Din tells him that he has to give it. So that's Yitain L'chud V'nasan L'chud. Ihachi, so says If that's true, that according to Rabbi Shimon, a knas of onus and mefata is different than all other knasos, and that it's dafka by onus and mefata that we say that it stays a knas payment even after the amad bedin until the shas nesina. So tamalomar v'kichesh. So why does Rabbi Shimon say in the brisa that that it's because the pasuk says vekichesh. That's the source that there's no carbon shvua on the knas, because it's not biikaro mamon, and therefore there's no carbon shvua. It's not going to be paid. There's not going to be carbon shvua for the knas and the onus for the knas of onus and mufata that's mentioned in the brisa. But that's not really the source. Tamalomar v'nasan mi bayilei. If the whole point is that yitain versus v'nasan, and that's what makes this knas different than every other knas, so it's not really from v'kichesh that we're learning it out. It's really from the fact that it says v'nasan that we're really deriving it. Sama Rava, Rava answers, when does Rabbi Shimon have to darshan v'kichesh? Ki yitzrich v'kichesh, well, to be memayit knas of onus mufata with the other knasos from that are nari karam mamon, kigon sha'amda bedin. That's the case where the nari was already omedus bedin ubagra, and then she was she became a bogaris afterwards, where she zoch in the knas and not the father. So she didn't collect it yet umesa, and then she died as a bogaris before the knas was paid. Tahasam, in that case, ki kayaris avi. In that case, where the father is taking the knas, he's actually yarshening it from her. So, in fact, the Gemara Ihachi, if you're explaining the brisa, they're talking about a case where Amud Vidin and Bezin was mechayev to pay the knas. So then, why does Rabbi Shimon say Yatsu Elu Shein Knas, that as opposed to these that are knas? Mamun hu, it's mamun l'chal davar. He can't make himself pater by being mod anymore. It's completely mamun. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak yatu elu she'ikaran knas. It doesn't mean that it's still a knas. It means that even after the amad b'din, the knas has turned to mamun. But since the shoresh, the root of it, is that it's a tashlum of knas, so it's excluded from carbon shvua, because it's not like all the other examples that the pasuk quotes. Okay, so we got through two out of the three esveis that Abaye asked in Rabbah. Be'ez Hashem will pick up with the third one tomorrow.